Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Makos Daf Ches, Makos 8a, pagination is 15. We start from the Mishnah about 11 lines from the top. Hazarek Even L'Rishus HaRabim, a person throwing a stone into the public area, V'Horag, and it killed somebody, Hareze Gola, he would go into Golos. We're dealing with the case of a person who killed Bishogeg by mistake. And the law is that he has to be exiled to an Ir Miklat, a city of refuge. But the law is that it has to be meeting the parameters of Shogeg of by mistake. If his behavior was malicious, was reckless, then even though it wasn't premeditated, but it's not going to be the case of Golos where he gets an atonement by going to a city of refuge. And so the Gemara, about 12 lines later, asks, L'Rishus HaRabim, he threw a stone into the public area? What did he think was going to happen? Mezidhu, that's considered purposeful. Now, it doesn't mean purposeful to the point that he's for sure going to kill somebody and that it's premeditated and he could be executed for what he did, but it's enough that it's not considered are miklat quality. It's not an event that's going to cause these laws of killing Bishogeg to play themselves out. It's not called Shogeg, it's called Mezid. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak explained, the guy wasn't just throwing a rock into the public area. Besoser es koslo. He was breaking down, he was demolishing his wall, and in the process of demolishing his wall, which is apparently a legitimate activity, one of the stones went into the public area and killed somebody. So the Gemara asks, Iboile li'iyune, he's supposed to be careful. That's still considered reckless. And what we're seeing over here is that the Gemara, through these guidelines, is whittling down the case with pristine, surgical precision so that we understand what indeed is called shogeg. If we have a complaint against the person that he wasn't careful, so that's not shogeg material. So he's demolishing his wall, but even so, we say he was supposed to be careful. So the Gemara says, okay, so maybe it's because it was Belaila. It was at night. So there are very few people in public domain at night. So maybe that's the reason it's considered shogeg by mistake. And the Gemara counters, Balaila nami bailei yune. That's not an excuse. In other words, that's not even called shogeg yet. It's a public domain. People have the right to be there. You have to be very careful. How did it end up killing somebody? I need to know what the case is. Indeed, nowadays, when we're familiar, when you're watching a demolition, so they're busy creating safety areas and special chutes, different things, because you can't just demolish. I understand you're doing an endeavor you're entitled to do, but you have to be careful, and you have to be careful even if it's at night. Says the Gemara, Besoser es koslo la'ashba. Must be that he was demolishing his wall into a garbage dump. So a garbage dump. Who's in a garbage dump? No, he's allowed to throw the stones into the garbage dump, is the assumption. It ended up killing somebody. So that's called shogeg. Asks the Gemara, Hai ashba hichidomi. What does it mean, a garbage dump? It's like off limits to people. What does that mean? Ish chichi barabim, if people do go there, posheyahu. That's negligence, to throw rocks in there. Ilosh chichi barabim, if it's not common to have people there, onosu, so it's a total accident. No one goes there. And it would not be the case of Ir Miklat, which the Mishnah was describing. Amar of Papa, we finally get focused here. Rav Papa explained, Lo tzricha, the case would be, Ela la'ashba ho'asuya lifanos ba balayla. It's a garbage dump that people use as a bathroom at night. So the people that go into this destroyed type place at night. Ve'ein asuya lifanos ba bayom. But people don't use it during the day. Ve'ika de mikri ve'yosiv. But sometimes during the day, since it's used at night, sometimes during the day someone will go there and use it as a bathroom. Posheya lohava, you can't call him negligent. Da ena asuya lefanos babayom, because normally no one goes there during the day. So he really thought there was off limits. It's not normal people go there. Ones nami lohave, but it's also not considered an extreme accident beyond his control. Because it is this type of garbage dump, and sometimes people do go there, and that, the Gemara says, is going to iron out for us exactly what the case of shogeg is going to be. For our purposes, clearly, you have to move it away from the case of ones, which is a total accident. You have to move it away from the case of gross negligence, reckless endangerment, etc., because that's also not the case of Ir Miklat. But once we are able to identify the kind of area that's not used by day normally, but it is used at night, and therefore out of habit perhaps, people go there by day sometimes, but not frequently, so we could finally start ironing out a case that throwing a rock into that area or dumping his debris in that area and a rock ended up hitting somebody, we could figure out how the case was considered a shogeg and would be galus compatible or galus relevant. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.